Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. What are you doing there? You're looking.
You caught me adjusting my wires.
Fred is hooked up to multiple wires there. And
all I got to do is just cross these wires.
Don't do that. Please don't do that. You're
you'll
crazy,
go,
man.
And people won't hear you.
I'll be ejected. Go ahead. Cross them up. Show me how they work. And I'll just keep on. Okay. Welcome to the show. Fred is mentioning that because we're on video as well as audio, as we always are every week. We come your way, Sirius XM, channel 217, XM channel 203, online there at Sirius XM 967. And you can also watch us. So you listen to us on sports byline radio stations around the entire country, and also at CRN Digital Talk Radio around the country. You can actually shout at your Amazon Echo and your Google Home unit and hear our podcast and say, Alexa, play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, and it starts to play this week's show.
That's right. That's how, hip we are.
Same with Google Home. You can do that. Anywhere, podcasts, so anywhere you get a podcast, you can tune us in. But video-wise, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Facebook Live, where you can go ahead and comment here during the show, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. The list goes on and on and on. How's your week going, Fred Dreyer? How's it going? What's happening?
There's all kinds of stuff bubbling around, you know.
Like what?
Like we say, you know, we follow politics. I think that's the underpinning element in our professional and personal relationship. And what we do is...
Are you eating something?
Yeah, the little candy I gave you.
You're on the air, professional radio announcer that you are, and you're actually eating something?
I don't think people are going to be upset about that.
Well, if you have it, you need to share, as we used to do in grade school. Did you bring enough, Freddie? Did you bring enough for the entire audience?
And you know how many times they knew I had enough for the school.
I know you did. You used to have a pocket full of tea. You really did. Tootsie Rolls.
You'd hand them out to you. If you don't have enough for the class, I do. Just a second. Sit down.
You hand it out. Okay, we'll talk about that. We got a lot of hard-hitting topics just like that straight ahead in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. So please listen up. Are you aware that banks are now required to spy on us for the government and then report any behavior they think is suspicious? It's true. I was shocked as I read Swiss America's blockbuster report, The Secret War on Cash. This new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Now get your free copy by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. This war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get ahead, read The Secret War on Cash free to every Robert Davi fan today by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. And then you'll thank me later.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, and the star of your show is one and only the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, my friend, Fred Dreyer.
Let's do the entire show, not this week, not because we're not prepared, but let's do it next week where we whisper the entire hour.
Show. Columbo's
the entire hour.
I prefer the guy shouting.
I want to eat vegetable soup while I do the
That's
show.
It. You and I have to make a plan to get over there to Columbo's.
Yeah,
you know who wants to go with you there is winemaker David Hunt. Maybe we'll set that up for Thursday. Would be good. Now, let's get into some things. I have two stories for you, Fred Dreyer, and for our audience. And by the way, thank you. Welcome back here. This is the Sports Lounge coming to you on Sirius XM, also coming to you on Sports Byline radio stations and CRN Digital Talk Radio. I've got two stories, unrelated but kind of related. Now, here's the football.
Those are the best stories.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. And you talk about this all the time about training camp, and you and I were at training camp last week. We're going to tell everybody about our experiences there at the Rams training camp. You were great. People were coming up, lining up all over the place to have you sign everything, even body parts, for gosh sakes. Anyway, so Fred was doing all that, but the NFL is going to – where's my story here? Oh, this guy. It's the Las Vegas quarterback, Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's been playing, a few seasons. He's been with the Raiders.
The Raiders.
And he dreams of catching Tom Brady by playing. Derek wants to play until he's 45 years old. Tom Brady just turned 44 this year. He's entering his 22nd NFL season. Derek Carr is entering year number 8 with the Las Vegas Raiders. And he's kind of using Tom Brady as a target. Quoting Derek Carr, he says, "I feel like I can play another 15 years without a doubt," he says. He says, "Nothing's hurting. It's the middle of camp, and I feel great. I feel strong. I feel fast. I feel explosive. And I think it's just the way we train now." So, with that statement,
I don't do anything.
It would just kill you, because what's the difference between the way we train now and the way you guys trained back when in your day? This guy thinks that the training methods have improved?
Yeah, well, look, you know, you get anesthetized by millions of dollars. We never had that. We just had the dream of one day having enough money to buy a Corvette. You know, nowadays, you know, people are out there like this guy. He doesn't know what working out is. I've seen it. Have you seen it? I've seen it.
I've seen
all this. This guy doesn't have a chance of playing 15 more years.
Really?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they're not going to let him. You know, it's not your ball.
That's true, right?
It's not your ball.
You've got to be able to perform as Tom Brady is performing.
Well, I'm guessing
Tom Brady does a lot on his own to get prepped for the season. He's not worried about it.
That's the one definitive position, quarterback. It's the one definitive position that defines your entire franchise. And your entire franchise is through the draft.
Okay.
And so if you've got a guy hogging the position of quarterback,
right,
you know, you're sitting there saying, well, you know, we want to draft a quarterback for the future. We want to move people through the system. You know, not everybody on this team can play to their 40, you know. So
right.
Let's get that out of our heads right now. Besides, you'd lose every game if that were the case.
That's true.
So, you know, this guy has a dream in his head that he's going to play till he's 50. What do you say, 45?
45. He said that Derek Carr holds the Raiders franchise records for passing yards, touchdown passes, 170, passing yards, 26, 896. But he's 47 and 63 as a starter.
Exactly.
So he's about to turn 30. Quoting him again, a couple of more quotes from him. He says, "The only thing that's different is I've got gray hairs in my beard." He said he was laughing. He says, "I haven't grown it out for a while. I've got 5 gray hairs. What is going on? I feel like I'm 20. Honestly, I believe this, that our generation, the way we take care of our bodies with football, I think 30 is the new 20.
You know,
what do you think of that, Fred?
I think he's delirious.
I'd go to a one-shot of you, but there's a chair that comes up along with an essential water bottle that shows up.
Wait a minute.
Apparently our technical crew set the cameras. No, it's the other one.
I think that's the chair.
Yeah.
You got to push that out.
There you go. Just have the essential bottle up there, or maybe lay that bottle down, and then there you go. We fixed the whole shot. It's nice. It's good.
I have it right on the edge of frame. Hold on. Watch. I have it right on the edge of frame.
We forget that Fred is not only the all-pro defensive end, but the acting legend, and he knows how to set up and establish a shot. So anyway, so that's Derek Carr saying that. So that's story number one. And
did we finish that story?
No, we're still talking about it.
Well, Derek Carr is a nice kid. He's a nice neighbor, and his mom is happy for him.
Right.
But believe me, they should for his own safety, they should tell him when you get to be like. Well, let's see, the last part of his contract, how many years do you have left on this contract? Did he say?
It doesn't say here in the story.
Well, when this contract is close to being over, 2-3 years?
Right.
Probably that.
Yeah.
Then they should just say, see ya.
He's entering year 8. He thinks he can play another 15, so he's up to 23 years there. And to finish his quote, as I mentioned, he says he has some gray hairs in his beard, and he says, "I haven't grown it out for a while. I've got 5 gray hairs. What's going on? I feel like I'm 20. I honestly believe this,
that our
generation, the way we take care of our bodies with football, I think 30 is the new 20. And then he says, that comes from science, and that comes with more understanding.
Oh.
So he thinks science.
He's a woke quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Yeah, when he gets hit a couple of times. You know, Brady is a great quarterback, but he's, for the most part, he's gotten injured, but he stays out of trouble a lot of time. He's smart. You got to use your brain.
Well, ask John Gruden what his plans for Derek Carr is.
Yeah, well.
And he'll go, he's a really nice kid. And he won't tell you anything. So they can't wait for him to get out of there.
This last Wednesday, the coach of the Raiders, as you mentioned, John Gruden, gave the team the day off from on-field practice.
Because they were tired.
And that's when Derek Carr said, "Nothing's hurting. It's the middle of camp. I feel great. I feel strong. I feel fast. I feel explosive. And I think it's just the way we train now." Now, you and I were at training camp.
Boy.
And there were guys like kind of in football outfits that were sort of lining up and, I guess, pushing a little bit against each other.
Belly bumping. We called it belly bumping.
Belly bumping. What was that practice? What was that doing? Just belly bumping? What is it? Just pushing? Is that the line of scrimmage move? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fat linemen pretending to pass block and even fatter defensive linemen.
I wanted to get out there.
Rushing.
I thought I was ready to go.
Well, you're in good shape. You're as in good a shape as
those guys, right?
There. Yeah, you were in better shape than they were.
But you had a chocolate chip cookie you shared with me, so I just
Yeah, I could eat chocolate chip cookies all the way through that practice.
I'm telling you, it was tough. Anyway, so this guy, Derek Carr, and we wish him well. I hope it's going to, you know, he's had the fourth season with Coach John Gruden in the offense, and he's not missed a game since Gruden returned to the Raiders.
Well, so. And Gruden's got one more year, and then he'll be halfway through his 10-year contract.
Yeah.
And you think he's going to want that quarterback hanging around again?
I don't know. What do you think?
He's going to say, you know, I'd like to run a different type of offense, and you don't fit, Derek. So once you go over there, because you're in such good shape, once you go over there and sit down in that Chase Lounge chair, and we brought you some tea and some snacks, and you can just watch and talk to the press and tell them what great shape you're in.
Yeah.
In the meantime, leave us alone.
Yeah, well. They have one good news, and then I'll get to the second part of the story here in the next break. Carson Wentz, you know, he was injured, and
he's not hurt again, is he?
The guard Quentin Nelson, they went down with foot injuries that required surgery, and initially they said they'd probably be out anywhere from 5 to 12 weeks,
yeah.
Which would bleed into the regular season. According to ESPN, Chris Mortensen there says that both Carson Wentz and Quentin Nelson are trending towards being recovered in time for week one, the opener with the Seattle Seahawks.
Gosh,
what do you think of that?
Isn't this an exciting season so far? This preseason is so exciting.
How many? Was there one preseason game? There's another game. There's a few games. What, there's four total? Is that what it's going to be?
I don't know. But they don't do anything. They should stay home and set the alarm clock and so they can get on the freeway and make it to the stadium on time.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's the toughest thing they have to do this summer.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk about our tour to training camp. Fred almost getting in a couple of games because he was suited up and is in pretty good shape. We'll have all that for you and a whole lot more. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, stay with us.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We are back here. You're musical today. We're back here in the Sports
Lounge. Very musical.
Here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end over here, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I can play till I'm 55. I feel that.
I think you could. I could.
I could announce until I'm 55.
You could. So, I mentioned that story. If you missed the beginning here, we had Raiders quarterback Derek Carr thinks he can. He wants to play the same as Tom Brady, up to being 45 years of age. So here's the other unrelated story, but kind of related. Peyton Manning, great quarterback, and he poked fun a little bit at his rival Tom Brady while he was doing his Hall of Fame speech. Peyton Manning into the Football Hall of Fame, his induction speech over the weekend, and Peyton said, he says he knows he's going to see Tom Brady join him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame someday. But he said just how far in the future that day comes remains to be seen, because during the induction speech over the weekend, Peyton said he made a kind of a playful joke about Tom Brady's retirement timetable. Quoting, he said, "Next year, acceptance speeches will probably shrink to 4 minutes." He was telling the crowd, and he said, and by the way, Tom Brady was in that crowd, and he said, "Speaking of rivals, my good friend Tom Brady is here tonight, and by the time he's inducted in his first year of eligibility in the year 2035, he'll only have time to post his acceptance speech on an Instagram account." And that will be, they keep shortening the speeches down, and so by the time he feels Tom Brady comes in there, he's going to have just a speech posted on Instagram, and that'll be it.
Good.
So there, I thought that
so
was kind
Derek
of
So Derek Carr, give Derek Carr, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning's phone number.
And let them all talk, right?
Just let them all meander around and talk about how great they were when they were young.
That's it. Now, we got some comments here kicking things off, so I've got to get over to our Facebook Live here a little bit and get some information. We got hello from Cindy down under there in Melbourne, Australia. She's saying hi to you.
Is she live here?
She's in Australia, but she's live, listening live, yes.
Well, what time is it back there?
It's, I don't know, tomorrow or the next day, isn't it? I don't know. Yesterday?
It's got to be
after tomorrow? I can't remember.
Was it 30 hours difference, I think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's already the next day. We're in Los Angeles, Hollyweird, California, we broadcast from. James says, hello from Phoenix. Bruce is saying, hey, I'm glad to see that your show is on the air. He loves listening to it. Kathy says, good afternoon from Lawndale. Now, there's somebody that's near your own haunting grounds there. Beverly is saying, hi, Fred and Mike. Always happy and excited to be watching and listening to you guys. And also Phoenix, James checking in. Stephanie Kramer, he says, James says, had her birthday this past Friday. We missed that. You, Stephanie Kramer, had her birthday Friday, and she was. He's wondering if you remembered her birthday, Fred.
Did I remember her birthday?
Yeah, it was on Friday.
Well, I mean, of course, I have a better memory than Tom Brady.
What? We should send Stephanie something. We need to get her on the show. It would be important, I think, to do that, especially on her birthday. Nikki says, hello, Fred and Mike. Hope you're having a great day. And she's in Lincoln, Nebraska. That's pretty good over there. I love Lincoln. That's the Cornhuskers there from Nebraska, and the home of Al Grubnick and the Boys, a great polka band. A lot of good polka bands in Nebraska. Bernard says, hello from Ottawa in Canada, where they have a lot of hockey players. Shannon says, hi. And there you go. And also, Shannon is sure that you probably sent something nice to Stephanie Kramer. Again, I asked, did you send her something?
No.
Okay. That's an oversight on our part. We'll take care of it. We'll get that going there if we can.
I think sponge cake.
Yeah, is that what you're going to get? Some sponge birthday cake? Good? Sponge cake?
Those types of gifts are much appreciated. It's only because it gained popularity when there was a mail strike, and they didn't have enough mailmen to deliver these baked goods. So they found out that after studying this situation, they realized that it was sponge cake that was the winner in terms of making it through the tough, draining ordeal of being delivered as a gift.
I find that fascinating and interesting.
Yeah, well,
thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, it's so true, too.
That's good. Now, the NFL has instructed some officials to strictly enforce what is considered an unpopular rule. And I'm wondering if this rule was even thought about when you were around. The NFL is going to unleash a crackdown. And you know, when they get behind something, get behind it.
Oh, they got leadership up the wing wang.
This is it. And the problem they're having is with taunting.
Oh.
Taunting.
Taunting.
Yeah.
That's I knew a girl named Taunting.
In the league's annual rule change and points of emphasis video, the NFL has noted that game officials have been told to strictly enforce the taunting rule.
Yes.
The NFL's Player Association, the coaches, the competition committee have all made a strong statement regarding respect from everyone on the field, according to the video. And they said, quoting the video, "We saw an increase in actions that clearly are not within the spirit and intent of this rule representative of the respect to opponents and others on the field.
Manners.
So here's the deal.
It's overlooked.
If a player commits two taunting penalties during the same game.
Double taunting.
He will automatically be ejected for double taunting.
Oh.
In addition to that disqualification, the player is going to receive fines or be suspended, and the flags will be thrown just as they were in last year's.
Hankies, I think they called them.
The hankies will be thrown. And most notably, you saw one in the Super Bowl when the Bucks defensive back Antoine Winfield Jr. was flagged for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
He's being very naughty that day.
After he flashed a peace sign symbol at the Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill after breaking up a pass.
Well,
that was taunting.
You know, these are adults, and they have to be monitored. You put them out on the field; they got to be monitored. You can't have taunting, can't have guffawing. That's a
guffawing.
No guffawing.
Winfield was also fined $7,815 in 2016.
How did they break that down? Do you think?
I don't know. They don't have the specifics here, but. Taunting, there's been 34 such flags, and there exists a significant difference between a player acting out toward an opposing player and a player merely just gesturing. So I don't know how they're going to tell the difference, but apparently they are.
Well, here's what's going to happen. You're going to wind up cultivating snitches.
What do you mean?
You're gonna have players on the same time on the same side, coming up at halftime or a TV timeout and telling the umpire, "We're about ready to snitch. We're about ready to make sure that there's taunting going to be happening at the whistle. Be careful.
I'll be taunting you. Peace signs and everything else." If I'm hungry, I'm going to go make some kind of a sign like that and just get you worked up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Now, let's talk a little baseball if we can here today because the second part of the season's going. I don't know how well people are going, but I do want to bring up some of the great stars of our game. And, last year, Mookie Betts really added some real offense and fielding and everything else to the Dodgers' speed. And again, he was doing it this year. But he has this hip problem, and he's been in and out of the lineup. And you talked about this. Maybe, I don't know if it was on the air or off with me, but that hip problem you said can be a serious thing. How do you get over something like that?
Don't do anything.
You have to just do nothing, right?
You can't do anything. You've got to stop doing what you're doing.
So when he's on the DL and he comes back, it re-aggravates.
Well, he's next 10-day DL. Was it 10 days?
Yeah, I think something like that, yeah.
He's going to, I think... He knows he's hurt more than he says.
Yeah, and he wants to play.
And that's not a good injury to have.
No.
A hip, socket, labrum, that hip bone carries a lot of impact when you're running, sliding, falling on the ground.
Get inflammation in there.
And swinging. He says, I don't know how I did it. Well, I do because they showed the immediate replay of him taking a pretty hefty, violent swing in the batter's box.
Right.
And when he hit the ball, he took off out of the batter's box toward first base. And as he started to get to first base, he kind of pulled up a little bit and gestured a little bit, grabbed his hip.
So you see those things. You are very observant. You are a great announcer. You were in the broadcast booth as a color commentator.
Well, I mean, you can see behavior. That's what that is.
We talk about this before on the show. During TV timeouts, you would observe what's going on the sidelines, not looking up into the crowds to see if there was a cute-looking woman up there or something.
Don't you think, folks, that you have to kind of like pay attention to everything you can?
Yes.
Which separates you from the maddening crowd.
That's true.
Yeah.
And John Maddening was one of your coaches in college. Okay. All right. So that's kind of an interesting thing. So, and what about this Trey Turner? That guy is fast. I haven't watched.
He's terrific,
Nationals.
Isn't it? He plays. Here's what he's done.
Yeah.
He's put pressure on the Dodger front office. Dodger front office does not want stealing bases, running.
They don't
run. No. Well, have you seen them do it?
They haven't done it at all.
Recently, in
the last few weeks, I've seen a little something.
That's because this guy brings that philosophy himself.
I like that.
From the Nationals, and he's so blistering fast.
He
embarrasses everybody. And so people who are fast, like Mookie and like Seager, Dodgers aren't a slow team.
They don't use their speed, though.
But they haven't got a clue. You know, Bellinger, you know, poor guy's in on base enough.
But he's not slow. He's pretty good.
He's fast. He's very fast. But this team should steal 4 to 5 bases a year and create a game.
Yeah, I agree.
And they should create a lot of havoc, and they should their run production should go up 50% if they just get out there and steal some bases and put pressure on the opposing people.
They would
catch the Padres in no time.
Well, the Giants, they got to catch, but the Padres are breathing down their necks. We'll be back.
Can you name the 3 habits of healthy hygiene? We shower, we brush our teeth, and we... Wait a minute. What 3rd habit? Think about it. The pandemic's reminded us that the nose is your body's filter against a constant invasion of airborne germs. Your nose traps allergens, bacteria, and viruses, but like any filter, the more it's clogged up, the less it works. Now it's easy to clean your nose with Navage. My name's Martin Hoke, and I did not invent nasal irrigation. It's been around thousands of years, but I did invent Navage to make nasal irrigation easy for everyone. Navage uses powered suction to flush out germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you very sick. People love Navage. It has 4.7 stars with over 70,000 online reviews. And over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and select Walmarts. Make cleaning your nose your 3rd habit. Navage. Clean nose. Healthy life.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, leaving the light on for Meemaw and Peepaw and all the other Maws and Paws visiting the close to 4 million grandbabies born last year who've only seen you on a laptop. For all the bubbies, nanas, and papas ready to finally get your arms around those little loves, Motel 6 offers clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. We'll even call you Giga if you want. I'm Tom Bobo Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that will help me focus on my work and my workouts?
Also possible. Staples Connect has all the tech you need to work and learn from home. And now, Apple AirPods Pro are only $179. That's $70 off. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 Limit 2 in-store only.
We are back in the sports lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. He's the amazing guy there. We were at the training camp, and you were there with Leroy Irvin, and there's a Ram from the past, and you together, you guys had, we're going to start posting up pictures at Fred's Twitter and Facebook and Instagram account. Follow Fred, by the way, on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. But you had a lot of people there. You were signing people's shoulders on their, you know, not the skin, but you were signing the clothes on their back, and I thought you had a bunch of helmets to sign. I mean, it was...
Do you remember that group of people toward the end that came in that had these Ram sleeves that they pulled up over their, you know, for their forearms?
Yes.
They were, you know, they were kind of very stretchy material, silk like material, and they wanted us to sign those things, and they were very difficult to sign.
Yes.
You have to stretch them way out in order to sign them with
you were having people hold on to and stretch it. That was the tough one.
Yeah, that was very difficult.
I did a video of that, of you signing that, and we'll post it at the Sports
That's
Lounge.
An important thing to post.
We'll do it.
Yeah, it's very important.
So that was good, and they had sliders there, which you and I didn't participate in, but we sure enjoyed those chocolate chip cookies.
They had sliders there?
Yeah. I told you there was a burger slider there, little cheeseburgers.
I didn't want those. Oh, I saw those little miniature cheeseburgers. They look like baseballs.
Oh, Leroy's son was eating.
Well, I know he was eating.
He liked them. They were pretty good. Now, Pamela writes into us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer,
yes.
D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, like Charlie, Robert, Nancy, or right. Competition Radio Network,
yep.
.com. And so Pamela sends in this note. She says, you know, Mr. Dreyer, you talked about the late Isaiah Robertson, Butch, in last week's show.
Yep.
And she has a photo of the two of you laughing it up. So we're going to post this at our website, Lounge, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. But for the rest of you that are checking us out on video and Facebook Live, we'll put it up for you to take a look at right now. Anyways, a picture of you and Isaiah Robertson really laughing it up on the bench. And he played for the Rams of 71 through 78, and then with the Bills 79 through 82. So you guys played for a while a little bit together, right?
Yeah, we were there. We were there for about 7-8 years together. I was there. My first year was 72, so it was his rookie year was 71. He and Jack Youngblood were rookies together.
That was really something. And he passed away in 2018, too young at the age of 69.
Yeah. Isaiah did, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but there's you guys. Yeah, he was at number 59. You were number 89. Is that the deal?
He was 58, rather.
Yeah, 58, and you were 89. Yeah. A lot of people asking, trying to get your jerseys there so you can sign that for it. And by the way, these guys, what were you drinking there? Looks like maybe some Gatorade?
That's a vodka tonic. I have the vodka tonic, and that's what we're laughing about because we spiked it.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
Yes, is that what it was?
Yes, we spiked it, and Isaiah thought that was really funny, and I agreed.
You're a laugh a minute there at the during the games.
Listen,
pretty good.
Since I turned 75, I feel like I'm 19. I feel like a Raider quarterback.
That's good. Let's get you out there. Like. What do you say we go to Vegas and get a few vodka tonics and go watch the Raiders play? See if they get you in a game.
Well, we'd have to, in order to do that, we'd have to drink the vodka tonic on the way there.
And you've had so many coaches in your college days. You've never had John Gruden as your coaches. You could add him to your list of coaches that you've annoyed.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him around me if I'm drinking.
Did you ever annoy any of your coaches?
Oh, that's the whole idea.
You did one. You told, who was the?
You have to ask.
Who was the guy that the just came down to shout at you after you missed something and you had to run a round pass? Who was that?
Klosterman?
He was the general manager.
Yeah, no, that was Chuck Knox.
Chuck Knox,
the head coach. Might as well make it the head coach.
He came to you and you said, "Get away from me." It's just great. Right, we got to tell that story someday.
Yeah. What do you think you're doing, Coach? Huh? And then he realized it. You know. So
all right. So and then Pamela also sent along another picture of you right here, and this is you standing. I believe this is your VW bus. I didn't know you had a mushroom basket up there on the top. Did you ever?
You know what did you
tie down on that?
That
top carrier?
Is a luggage rack.
Yes, I know.
And
did you ever put luggage up there?
Of course. This is training camp. This is outside. I had just arrived into training camp. This is like the first week, I guess.
How the hell did you get up there? I'd still be trying to figure out how to get up there. Did you have a ladder or something, or how'd you do it?
No, I just climbed up the front. See the front. See the bumper?
Yeah.
I put my foot on the bumper and then one up on the windshield wipers, and then I'm up.
And that was it, and you were up there?
Yeah.
And then how do you get down? Once you get up, do you wait for
I do a backflip. I go to the back of the car.
That's good.
And then I do a backflip.
Pop right off that. That's pretty good. Pamela got some good pictures here for us today. Fred on top of that VW bus.
A friend of mine had a Rhodesian Ridgeback. You know what a Rhodesian Ridgeback is?
No, what's a Rhodesian Ridgeback?
It's a large dog. They use them for hunting in Africa.
Okay.
In Rhodesia. And some of the dogs, you know, some of the dogs get rosacea.
So a Rhodesian Ridgeback gets rosacea?
Yeah, so they get rosacea. And
ravishing.
So he kept hopping into the side of my, you see the door there, it's open.
Yeah.
He would hop in there and then, you know, we'd be up monkeying around.
So this was
stuff.
Taken in Africa?
Yes, this was in Africa. Yes, I drove to Africa during the second practice. So the dog's inside here, see?
Yeah. You got to see?
And they couldn't get him out.
But the dog inside there,
see? It's time to go. And what was his name? Neba. Come on, Neba. We got to get you out of there. And when I reached in to grab him, he growled.
Oh boy.
So yeah. That cut that.
It's kind
down.
Of a rough Rhodesian Ridgeback. Ravishing.
So I started yelling threats at him, and then he finally jumped out and chased me down the. There's a track over here. He chased me down the track.
You get the dog out of the car there, Fred, you see? Hi, a wise guy, huh, you see? Okay, then we have another picture here with you, and this goes then after your playing days were over the Rams and before that the Giants. You, of course, then went into Hunter fame, and you always sort of, you got doing the splits there. Your feet are pretty wide apart there, and you got that two-handed hold there on the gun, and you're taking a bead on somebody there. Is that the bad guy you're trying to bring down?
It's a craft service guy. He had my chocolate chips. I said, after the scene's over, I need those chocolate chips.
You're tough. You must have been a real riot on the Hunter's
set. Oh, come on.
Live ammo? Did you use that just to kind of make them dance?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Just every once in a while.
Fred Dreyer on the scene. That's pretty nice. I like that. Okay, now we have Jamie has said, I'm excited to hear you talk on your show every time. She says, I've been a fan of Hunter since I was about 7 years old. I grew up watching Hunter and became a police officer because of it. And she says, in 2016, my husband and I welcomed our daughter, and with much begging and convincing, he gave in and allowed my lifelong dream to come true. She is named Michael. After me. No, she's
after
named
Mike
Hunter.
Horn.
She's named Hunter. She said, I love the season 6 episode. You remember that one called A Girl Named Hunter?
Yes, I do. I directed it.
You did that one?
Yeah, of course.
I got to check it out. They did get better in the season. She said, a couple of years ago, we attended the Hollywood show in L.A., met Stephanie Kramer. She signed a Hunter Crew Letterman's jacket I had collected over the years. And she says, we were disappointed you didn't attend the show. My question is, will you be attending any events where we might be able to have Hunter meet you and have you sign her jacket?
I have no idea.
You've done some, though, now, since that time.
I used to like these, but what happened? Here's the problem.
Yes.
You know, people send away, Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah, hold them up there if you can get a shot of you there with this.
This is just some of the letters. You know, there's not a lot, you know, but there's enough.
It was bigger until you went through about 100 of them.
Well, there's enough of them. But when I'm doing that and I sign these,
yes,
then it hurts the availability when you go to the card shows. Because you've got so much stuff out there that you've signed, so the best thing to do, as I get older, if I make it to 90, I'm not going to sign. I've decided I'm not going to sign any more sports paraphernalia.
When you're what age?
From I'm 76, which is a year from now.
So you got to sign
and
stuff.
Then
now.
That'll be it for 20 years.
You signed a lot at
and
the Rams training camp.
At 96, they'll wheel me out at one of these shows, and there I'll be.
So here's what Jamie wants. And Jamie, we'll try to tell you next time we got something going on, if Fred's going out to training camp, we'd love to have you. She'd like to have you meet the person who inspired her daughter, her namesake, Hunter. Her birthday is August 25th, so it's an early happy birthday. We got to say happy birthday to Hunter, and she'll be turning 5. And she included pictures. Here's if we can show some pictures there. Take a look.
Yep,
there's some pictures of.
I like the number 25 jersey. I like that outfit.
You like that? That's she's kind of got that same pose that you would have.
Well, that's a good outfit. Yeah. That's exactly how I stood there and played my position, just like that.
She says, "Thanks for your time, and I love your show. Go Rams!" So that's a pretty nice deal. And her birthday is you should call in and remind us on the 25th, Jamie, so we can sing happy birthday to Hunter.
When is the 20? Is it 25th of this month? August?
Yeah, this August is 25th.
So what day is that? Look on the calendar.
I don't have my calendar.
I do.
You do? What day is
22,
the 25th? 23, 25th. What day is that?
That's a Wednesday.
Okay, so there now we got to make sure you write in here,
Hold
Jamie.
On
so
just
remember,
just a second.
So 8:25 birthday.
Just
this
a second.
This is good stuff. Look at how well we work together to make these things happen.
Look at this. And Hunter.
Yes.
Wish baby Hunter.
Yes.
The 25th.
Here
I go.
Six.
Here I go.
Yep.
Wish.
A little quiet here as Fred is writing now. You can see him right now writing in his book.
Can you see it?
Yes. No, we can't. Now you can see it. And baby Hunter.
Wish baby Hunter.
Right next to that other thing there, bet on the Rams, isn't there?
Yeah.
By the way, we have to do handicapping after the show tonight. Our office pool is starting
not
again.
Not again.
Yep, starting again this year. So that's
going to be her fifth birthday?
Yeah.
Is that right?
It'll be her sixth. She's 5 now.
She's 5 now?
Yeah, she's going to be 6, I believe. So anyway, that's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, she's going to turn 5. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
See.
She's probably yelling at the radio. She's 4. She's going to turn 5. My apologies. So
I've got it written down. And believe me, when I write it down in this book, you know the story of these books, don't you?
Yeah, what's the story?
I was wayward as a man, a young man, until I got these books.
That's good.
Just wayward. Good. Now everything I say, I do. Everything, all the promises, business meetings, all the things that I make notes of. You see this? You see that?
Yeah, that's a big paperclip.
That's a big paperclip. I was in a bank, you know, doing some business. And I had had some checks clipped in here, and the teller said, "Oh, that's God! I've never seen such a big paperclip as that.
That's good.
That's really amazing." And I said, "I'm going to bring you one." She says, "Oh, great! Now,
did
when
you?
Somebody says that,
you wrote
just
it in
a
your
second,
book. Okay.
Just you know,
30 seconds."
So I write it down, and the next time I go in there, about 3 or 4 weeks later, the first thing I did is I did that.
I would like one of those, because they're possible.
No, you're not getting one.
You won't give me one of those?
No. You got enough stuff.
That's a very nice.
Your office is cluttered enough.
It's only got a few wine bottles in there. I'll clean them up. Stay with us.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help.
They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. One more quick photo that we have, and we'll post this at the lounge, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. And we've got a photograph of a football that was signed to a four-year-old Hunter. There you have it. We're going to have to get another signature up as well, too. All right, some other emails here. Randy says, hey, Fred, where can I watch Hunter, Return to Justice, and the remaining later movies in the second short-lived TV series? Other than the Return to Hunter and the Season 7 original series, I can't find them or watch them or even buy them.
Why not?
I don't know. The Hunter series is on like Amazon. It's on Peacock.
It's everything.
It's everywhere.
We're multi-platform. Yeah. Maybe there's the movies.
I think he's talking about Land's End. He's looking for that.
Or there's Hunter movies that we did that are probably not going to be rerun.
Well, hopefully they are. Hopefully we'll find them somewhere.
They're probably not.
Vin says, wondering if you and Steph would ever make a Hunter movie or show again.
Probably not.
Why? It's not going to be.
Well, there's no demand for it.
Bear Flag Fan says, Fred, the next storm is named Fred. We're talking about tropical storms. And so he says, Freds are usually easygoing. Fred Astaire, Fred Armisen, Fred Mr. Rogers, Fred Savage, Fred Willard. The list of Freds who put fear in me starts and ends with Fred Dreyer.
I like Fred Willard.
Yeah, me too. Joseph says, recent tweets about Hunter made me think about 80s TV show Hunter. Is it true the show was inspired somewhat by the Dirty Harry movies?
Yes, it was. That's true.
Stevie says, did you watch the Olympics last week? Was wondering if you ever thought about competing when you were younger and what event you'd try out for. He says, I bet you'd win gold whether you choose it or not. You're so athletic.
I always thought the Unsputtenstone was something that I would excel at.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Olympics?
It's part of the Kaber family.
Did you watch the Olympics?
A little bit. I watched track and field. I like track and field. Right. I like women's gymnastics.
I wanted to watch baseball, but the USA and Mike Socia's team only got silver.
What happened to that?
Japanese
no pitching. You don't have any pitching.
That's it.
You have those Japanese guys. They're like 40 years old, you know, those Japanese guys.
That's it. That's our show. If you miss anything, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email us, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRN. Charlie, Robert, Nancy, CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
That's a good as action photograph as you're going
to
see anywhere in the entertainment business.
That's it. See you next week, everybody.
All right.
Action time for everybody. Here it goes.